Located 18 miles northwest of California State Long Beach, resides a culture that is unique and exhibits the trend of an increasingly populated state. Once what was known as a major commercial district is now known as the unofficial capital of Hispanics in America, with 95% being Latino or Hispanic and less than 3% being white. Please join us as we explore Huntington Park. The story begins with our two eldest interviewees, Melvin Kern and Shirley Toby.
What brought you to Huntington Park?
Well, my mom had bronchial asthma, and she couldn't live back east anymore.
I married an American.
No, yeah, he was stationed over there. That's why I met him. And then I was frightened.
Frightened?
Yeah. Because, see, I guess back over in England, you hear Americans having guns, things like that. So naturally, when I first come here, I was kind of nervous. Well, I got homesick, naturally. I wanted to go back. But once I had a child, then it was okay, you know.
What was the quality of the neighborhood when you first moved here?
There was no crime that I can remember.
No.
There was no graffiti.
No.
The streets were always clean.
Yeah.
You went down the boulevard, it was like there was no papers and gum and stuff all over the sidewalk like there is now. It just wasn't there.
It's burnt down bad.
And what about the people in the neighborhood?
Like 100% different than it is now.
Yeah. I think I'm the only white person on the street. Oh, sorry, tell a lie. Ron.
Oh, yeah, that makes four white people I know in this city.
Used to be all white people. Everybody was white on the street. Everybody, all the neighbors were white. Well, I think the majority of the people living in Huntington Park are all Hispanic people.
They're all Hispanic.
They're all Hispanic people.
It's probably 99 or more than 99% Hispanic now.
Well, I don't know why it changed. They just all moved in.
They just
all
moved in.
And the white people gradually moved out. We were going to move, and you see, my husband passed away, so I got stuck here. Because I couldn't move anywhere. I mean, my house, thank God, got paid off, so that's the only reason I've kind of more or less stayed.
How has the change in the neighborhood affected your family?
You go uptown, if you don't speak Spanish, you probably don't get nothing.
Yeah. Because I can remember my daughter, when she was 16, she wanted to get a job after school. And because she couldn't speak Spanish, they wouldn't hire her.
The same way with my daughter, they didn't hire her because she couldn't speak Spanish.
Have you ever had any problems with gang violence?
I don't think there's a lot.
I hear gunshots, but I don't think nothing of it now.
Yeah.
Right.
I've only known
gunshots.
These years, I only know of one drive-by shooting here. And that was the one, last year down by the post office.
I just had one down there in Maywood about a month or so ago.
Yeah, well,
cop shot the wrong guy.
Oh, yeah, but that wasn't a drive-by shooting.
No, it wasn't a drive-by. I had some kid live across the street there, and he used to come over there, and I guess he knew I was by myself and stuff, and he'd always say, we take care of our homies, and you any problems, you come and do things. But no, they were gang boys, but they were okay. To me, they were always okay.
Yeah.
We knew they were in gangs, but most of them, I shouldn't say most of them, some of them are, but they were okay.
Tell us about Pacific Boulevard.
Well, I've said it used to be like Little Beverly Hills here. It was the place to go shopping.
It was the place from L.A. You either went to L.A. or you went to Huntington Park.
That was it.
That's
send the buses out to the outlying communities and bring the people in free so they could go shopping.
Yeah. There's all the nice big stores, nice clothes stores down there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What it looks like now compared to
it's dirty and it's all the little... Instead of having nice big stores with big windows, it's little bitty stores and they've got the big iron bars all on the windows, you know, and all the clothes hanging outside and clothes open.
Actually, it reminds you of going down the street in Tijuana sometimes.
Yeah, it's Tijuana, it's up here.
Yeah. You said
they love it. I mean, that's their life. That's the way they do things. So that's, you know.
Could you tell us about the parades that occurred on Pacific Boulevard?
Oh, that was really super. The Christmas Lane parade.
You had three big parades in this L.A. county. The Rose Bowl, the Hollywood Parade, and the Huntington Park Parade. This was one of the biggest parades there was.
Yeah,
used to outdo the Hollywood. Huntington Park Parade was first. And all the movie stars would come, and then they'd go to the Hollywood Parade,
the
and
Hollywood
then to the
one.
Rose Bowl. But it's nothing like it was back then. I wouldn't go to it now.
It's sad. I don't like going down there because it's depressing.
It is.
We'll go down there.
So we don't go down there. Well, now, they celebrate the Mexican holidays more than they do the 4th of July or anything.
Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, that's a big day here. Mm-hmm. Bigger than the 4th of July is.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they have the fireworks, but I mean...
It's down at the park,
it's
right?
Down at the park there.
It goes on all weekend. Friday night till Sunday night. And the 4th of July is just one day. Yeah, that's how they do really do big...
They have a big deal of it.
What are your feelings regarding the Mexican holiday celebrated here?
I think of it this way.
They come to America.
You live in America, you're an American. You do what the American is. If I go to their country, they're not going to change for me.
No.
Yeah. So I figure they're going to live here, and they should speak English, they should do what this country is.
And come to America to live, not Mexico.
Right.
That's right.
You know.
I mean, they came from Mexico here to live, so they should learn our language.
Yeah. I mean, speak their language if they want to. That's their, you know.
Oh, that's fine. That's when you go out to the stores and stuff.
That's the only thing that irritates me when you go to everything's written in Spanish.
Yeah.
Right. You know,
like the newspaper.
I kind of know what it means anyway, but it's just the point that it's all written up there in Spanish. Nothing's in English.
Now let's move on to our second generation resident and hear her thoughts on Huntington Park.
Could you tell us your name and how long you lived in Huntington Park?
Debbie Ann Kern. I was born in Huntington Park in 1970. And I've lived here my whole life.
What are your thoughts regarding Huntington Park?
I just think that there are a lot nicer cities taken care of better. With a lot more stores and places to go to, that the stores are taken care of better. Because you know what the problem is? If I want to just go to the grocery store, I can't just go to the grocery store around here because the grocery stores around here don't have a lot of things, don't have a lot of variety. You know, it's pretty much kept to one ethnic group. The scenery is bad. In some areas, it's very bad. In some areas, it's not so bad.
What are your thoughts regarding the celebrations that take place in the neighborhood?
I don't really have an opinion except that I get a little annoyed because, and you would get this way no matter where you live and no matter what celebration was going on if you had to live in the middle of some celebration that you're not a part of because, you know, it's a different culture.
Do you feel the Mexican culture being imposed upon you?
You know, to be honest with you, I don't know much else because by the time I was born and old enough to know anything, you know, better to know anything, this is how it's been for me. So, to me, it's just normal,
Oh, God, every Saturday morning,
about 8:30 in the morning, 9 o'clock, tamales! Queso, perco, carne, I don't know what, res, I don't know what they say. That's what you get. And so who goes and buys those tamales, I don't know, because you don't know what their kitchen looks like, but I know what their van looks like, and it's nasty, okay? They come in this brown, ugly, gross, disgusting van.
They have a license.
On their van?
No, they have a license from the city to sell them out of that van.
I don't believe it.
I've seen the police check the license.
Wow. Welcome to Huntington Park.
Do you see a lot of gangs or violence in your neighborhood?
If you go on the other side of west of Pacific and on, there's a lot of gang members over there. You just see them everywhere, and you can totally point them out, and you know.
Have you ever considered moving out of Huntington Park?
Well, it's really difficult for a single mother with no financial help from the father to kind of move to a different city that's nicer because it's a lot more expensive other places, and I do not plan on staying here my whole life. If I do, it will be a very sad person. I have hopes and dreams I hope to accomplish. So,
Whatever. This is home. The only thing that annoys me about living here, if I have to pick one thing that annoys me about living in Huntington Park, is I have to drive so far just to go to a mall, a store, Target, anywhere. I have to drive so far. Because there's nothing around here. There is no mall around here except Pacific, and I won't shop there. It's just too many people, and the quality of merchandise on Pacific Boulevard is not very good, period.
Now for our final interview, we shall get the perspective of third generation residents, the youth.
Rocio Romero, Hispanic.
Jesse Toby, Caucasian, not of Hispanic origin.
Okay, I was born September 7th, 1991, and I've been living in Huntington Park all my life.
My name is Jesse Toby. I was born on the 21st of March, 1991, and I've been living in Huntington Park all my life. In elementary school, I really didn't notice any of that. I just knew people I didn't really know anything about. Ethnicities or origins or anything like that, if that's what you're asking. But I never really thought too much about it. I didn't know.
Okay, well, I attend Huntington Park High School, and when I look around, I see mostly people that look like me. They're all Hispanic and not that many being white. So,
well, I think one probably, that'd be me. The only people I see that look like myself would be my teachers, I think. As for population, it is a pretty heavily populated school, estimated around 4,000, I think. Quality of education is great. The teachers are really great. There are a few bad ones, but what can you do, you know?
Do you ever feel like you're the outcast, the outsider, that you don't really fit in?
No, not at all. I feel very, very much accepted. Oh, they like to joke around a lot. Oh, Mr. White Man, please don't sue me, yada, 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 whatever. But it's not any kind of an issue.
We all have our own stories, and even though we seem to come from the same place, you know, there's so many different things about us. So I feel like we're all unique in our own way.
In my school, our school, our ethnicity may be almost 100% exclusively Hispanic, but oh, we break into cliques. So it's like, you know, you've got your rocker kids over there, your hip-hop group, so it's like our own little communities, so it's not really, we don't divide ourselves based on ethnicity, but based on like, oh, the kind of music you listen to, the kind of clothes you wear. That's mostly how it's broken down.
Can you tell us anything that is culturally unique about Huntington Park? You mentioned something about paisa. Can you tell us about it?
Paisa. When I hear that word, all I think of is like, okay, you listen to a lot of Spanish music, like those corridos and stuff. You have your, you know, big Escalade with like 24-inch rims, you know. You have your sombrero, you have your leather boots, and, you know, it's like you're getting ready to go to a rodeo or something. That's kind of like what that word means. It's just people that are really proud of where they're from. And
where do most of them come from?
Mexico, of course. Like, you know, from ranchos where you have cows and horses and stuff like that. Chunti, that's a little more negative, I think. That's kind of like paisa, but like going a little too far and, you know, like a cheaper version of it, sort of.
Definitely a derogatory term.
Yes.
I live next to a mango-colored house, which is kind of annoying. It's just obnoxiously bright and unnecessary. I mean, I'm not saying that everybody needs to paint their house white. Everybody needs to paint their house white. It's just like bright colors, and it's an apartment, so it's really big and yellow, and not just yellow, but yellow-orange. It's just kind of, looks like a giant ice cream. Purple. I've seen a purple house.
I actually tend to see a lot of bright green and adobe colored houses, and when I see that, it kind of reminds me of driving to TJ, actually, Tijuana, because you see a lot of those everywhere. HP has everything you need, you know, like, you don't need to go back to Mexico to get, you know, that special pair of sandals that are only available there. No, like, everything here is accommodated so that we can feel comfortable, you know? Like, we can feel like we're with our own people and with the stores that we need.
Absolutely. Culture travels with the people. It doesn't just stay in the city.
What are your feelings regarding the Mexican holiday celebrated here?
I actually think it's okay, because if the majority of the people living in a city, you know, are of that ethnicity and they want that, I think, you know, like, it's just a bunch of people that get together because they're proud of where they're from and they just want to celebrate and they're just happy about their country.
Do you see yourself living in Huntington Park for a while?
Absolutely not.
And why is that?
Because I aspire to raise myself in the social caste, if you will. Huntington Park is okay, but it's not a place to aspire to. It's not like, oh, I want to live in Huntington Park when I grow up. I wouldn't buy a house in Huntington Park because of it. Just doesn't seem like a nice place to live. I mean, it's okay, you know. My family's lived in Huntington Park for a very long time, so I'm fine with it, but I don't want to stay here. It's not my culture.
Well, I don't plan to stay here for a long time, but for now, I'm happy with where I live, and I think I will stay here.
You can describe Huntington Park with one word.
Ooh, that's a toughie.
Well, I don't know how I would describe it. It's not. Oh gosh. It gets run down to a point, but at least everybody's starting to fix their houses up now. That's what I was just saying.
How about good enough for now?
I just say it's okay.
Oh yeah, it's Liberty One.